Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
And today is the 28th of June, believe it or not, of 2020, that weird, wonderful year, which is not weird. Well, definitely weird, but definitely not wonderful. My handle on the internet is at Bongo the Sane. This is, believe it or not, a video game podcast. There are myself and two others on the show tonight. I've got Kim and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
And we do this every week live. Amazing! And we go out at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and for Kim, we get 3 p.m. in our central. And we do this on twitch.tv/OC podcast, on YouTube, and soon to be on Facebook, I'm quite sure. Anyway, we'll get to that in a while. Okay, right. We've got Kim, we've got Mark, we've got a birthday, get that out of the road. Old Descent. That lorry-driving angel, the man who is the wonderful driver who posts photographs on social media of 40-foot lorries, badly parked. Yeah, Mike Higgins will be 51 years old. Sorry, Mike, you're going to be 51 years old on the first day of July. So congratulations for that, Mike. I don't think there's any more birthdays. Anybody say any more birthdays? Birthdays that matter? Elon Musk? Today?
No, but on Friday it was my granddaughter's first birthday.
Wow, she got it.
Yeah, Ava was one, and on the same day was mine and Jenny's 27th wedding anniversary.
Holy shit, that's so,
nice.
Yeah, so 27 years.
27? What am I, come on, 23? What was it, 1997? Help me.
Yeah, I got married in 93, but we actually met in 88, so we've been together over 30 years. It's crazy when you think about it.
I think Judith and I met about 88 minutes before we got married. Well, I think it was 6 months, so yeah. Okay, so happy birthday, Mike, and let's get stuck in and have a chat about what's what.
Happy birthday to you, Mike. Happy birthday to you, Mike. Happy birthday to you, Mike.
Damn it. Right. Diatribe time. Yeah. What a strange, strange week. I'm just...
Yeah.
You know, I know we'll get into the story time in a wee second, but it's so odd. Yeah. With all the stuff that's going on, kind of... I don't blame anybody for feeling a bit down, a bit blue. And at the top of the hour, I just want to tell you right now, a really, really good friend, and someone that you'll know, and then know the name if you've never met. Thankfully, some of us got to meet this guy last year. But Gary, Amras89, has been very, very ill. Been really, really ill, and in fact is still very ill right at this moment in time. As far as we are aware, he is in intensive care and was put into intensive care yesterday in America, and he's in the best place he can possibly be. He's on the ventilator, nothing to do with COVID as far as we are aware, and we've just before the show started got word that he is starting to regain some of his colour, so which hopefully is on the line, on the road to recovery. So, we got a message in the middle of the night last night that Gary had taken very, very ill. And, of course, if you haven't listened to Gary and Dan's podcast, The Gamesman, they've been going for a very, very long time and they're best of buddies. Gary left America for the very, very first time, I believe, last year and came over to meet us in London at EGX. And we spent a few days with Gary, and a very lovely, lovely guy. Yeah. So from everybody, I'm quite sure I can speak to our listeners and everybody here at the show, the whole team, we wish you a speedy recovery, Gary, little bollocks. So get yourself up out of that bed and get back to the butts again and a speedy recovery. Okay, let's get into some story time. Yeah? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Play your bloody thing.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story
Hey, so there you go. Hopefully that's positive news, huh? Yeah?
Hopefully.
Isn't it? Okay, our glorious leader, Greg DeLacy, he is, because of lockdown, Greg, like our Judith and I, has a disabled child. Whatever, special needs. And they didn't really have any cover or respite, as we call it. So a break to get away, because, you know, with these big kids, it's hard work. I don't know it. And I think this weekend, Cindy and Greg had an opportunity to get away, and they went away wine tasting and have had a nice meal. They're on their way back home now, I believe, but they've had a good weekend. We've seen some photographs. They've had a great old time, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer couple. So that's great stuff. And just as well they did it this weekend, because, again, just before I came out to the show, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has said he's shutting all the bars and restaurants all down again.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, there you go. Better safe than sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe just as well they got that weekend. So that's why he's not here. And the rest of the guys are all off doing different bits and pieces. So, but everybody's back. And the kids, us old faithfuls are here. You know, wonderful Kim sporting her new haircuts. It's pretty fab in a tank top. And Mark, just the same as Mark.
And Mark.
Anyway. Let's catch up with stuff that's happened this week. Okay, stuff that arrived. New things. This arrived. Yeah, that boy over there.
Echo show, yeah. Oh.
So my Echo show arrived on Wednesday, maybe? Wednesday, Thursday. It's surprisingly solid. It's very solid. So the Echo show is an Amazon device, central hub. It has a screen on, 10-inch screen on it. It sounds fabulous. It's really
The speaker's really good. For the size of it, it's good quality, isn't it?
Yeah. Really deep and bassy. Nice and easy to set up. What would I say? I'd say it could do with a bit more fizz in the processor inside it. It's not the fastest of things. But for what I have it for, which is in the kitchen to watch a bit of YouTube, a bit of Amazon, to listen to some music, to show timers, and to watch my cameras around the house. And that works very well with the Nest cameras, even though it's not an Amazon product. So you just say, show bandstand, show front of house. See how responsible I'm being tonight. It's doing exactly what I needed to do. Now, what I did do last night, also in the middle of the night, I ordered some TP-Link, which is Kazaa, I've already got TP-Link plugs. So I also have a Philips Hue around the house, but I've got a few of these TP-Link plugs, which are out on the bandstand for the lights outside and the hot tub lights. And again, I use a couple more at Christmas time I use for that. So they're just like smart plugs. So and it's TP-Link that do those, the one version I have. But they also have these mini indoor cameras called Tapos. So I want one for out here for the kids because, they go a bit wild out here and I just need to keep an eye on that. And I'm going to get rid of the old-fashioned thing that we have up in Jasmine's room, the baby monitor. So I'm going to put one of these in and, again, use the same. They'll work with the Echo Show as well. So get rid of the baby monitor. So it's one thing less that way. We're gonna so a couple of those in order. They weren't overly dear, and they're reviewed very, very well. So I'm gonna try those. Anyway, other stuff that happened. So last week on the show, Pete the Bollocks was talking about this vodka, if you remember. Okay, and it was called Gallery. Premium vodka marshmallow flavor. So on the show, I ordered a bottle of this stuff. It came in a Mills and Boone style box, like a ladies novel, all very pink. It's a very ladies drink, I'm quite sure.
Novel, I'm thinking it came in a box that looks like something else, but all right.
It's not a box of all, it's 50 cl. So, and I gotta say, if you remember in the 90s, the peach schnapps was very, very popular. It was everything that everybody drank. So it has the sort of consistency of that. It has as little to do with vodka as you can possibly think of. And it is, what was the drink you said, Mark? That
American like, cream soda when we were kids. Like, fizzy pop.
Yeah, like cream soda. It's too easy to drink. It's ridiculous. It's real. Yeah, you would be on your ear very quickly. I would be on my ear very quickly. So I'm limiting it to just a glass. I'm just drinking it straight, nothing in it, because you have no need. I'm sure if you were sick with it, it would be terrible. But it is very, very drinkable. So that's a Gallery Marshmallow Vodka. Pete, you bad man. And I suppose the last thing that I was enjoying this week was Ozark. You're all talking about Ozark.
Yeah.
Flex. Wow, it's really good.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. I've still haven't started season three. But one and two is brilliant. Yeah.
I think I've watched about 5 or 6 episodes just in the last few days. It's just very addictive.
Yeah.
So, it's cool. Sorry, are you talking about my cockpit already? It looks like it should go in your cockpit. Yeah. Speaking about things in your cockpit, when I'm on my cross trainer in the mornings, I put on a stupid movie. So, as you know, I've been going through the Nicolas Cage stuff. This week or the past week, I'd watched Rampage with The Rock, which was silly, fun monster movie. But I put on Pulp Fiction again, which isn't a stupid movie, but I've just put it on again. So I've just, this morning, I got to the piece where it's all about Zed. So talking about putting things in your cockpit. They're in the basement at the moment. Mm. Marcellus Wallace is getting his eyes opened. Or maybe his arse. Terrible. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm busy. It's amazing. Mark, you said through the week that isn't it amazing how little time we have? We were talking about stuff that was going on with Mixer and our templates here had Mixer links to them and we had to change those. And it's just so much, I don't know. I mean,
it just seems the older you get, the more valuable time seems to be, and the more it slips away from you.
No kidding.
On a Sunday morning, Judith would have generally went out to church, and that hasn't happened now in months and months. So we've been home. So we've been all home together, and it's just been a crazy busy morning and then crazy busy day. Got on the phone after a 30-minute wait to Ryanair, and they've agreed to send my complete money back for the flights to Malta, which is fantastic. It might take 3 months, but at least that's that. So there's that. Now I'm trying to track down a new car for Judith because we have to change that car very, very soon. It's coming up to 3 years old and we're going to change. So trying to go, which way do we go and how do we do? And starting to research all that and then deal with the kids. And then Jasmine sleeps for 2 hours. And that's about only time you have to do anything quietly. Kim, you know this for the week. You know, 2-year-old. It's just exhausting.
It is.
Exhausting, because they never stop. It's non-stop. Jesus, don't climb up there. You're swinging on the fucking lights. Don't take that apart. Don't do that again. What are you hitting that with a fucking rolling pin for? Don't eat that. What are you doing? Oh, God, another dirty nappy. Jesus. I'm moaning a bit. I'm sorry. Am I having a moan? Am I moaning?
That's the beauty of being a grandparent. You can sort of like play about with them, mess about, then you can go, there you go, have them back. Smells a bit, your job.
So it's been busy. Again, I am really busy in work again, which I shouldn't be. I'm not allowed to be. I shouldn't be. But I am. It's just crazy busy and it shouldn't. So, and I have another busy week ahead. I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm having a moan. Forgive me. I'm having a moan. Somebody else talk.
Hang on, let me get my notes up. Right. Phone update. You ready?
Yep, sure. Go for it.
It's really, really shit.
Still loving it. Yes, yeah, still got no issues with it whatsoever. Today I've noticed my predictive text isn't showing up anymore, and I don't know why, and I can't find it in the settings. So that's the first thing what's niggling me. But apart from that, still no issues with it. I still love it. So,
Shit.
Yeah,
that's the start of it breaking
you'll
down. The battery.
You're gonna look it up on Google.
The battery. You're gonna have to charge it again over and over and over again. No,
it's
time whatsoever.
No, it's still doing well.
It's gonna be crap. It is gonna be crap.
Yeah, my wife's a bit annoyed that I've switched because she used to like the iMessage, and we're in our house. It's pretty poor signal, no matter what network you're on. And because she can't use iMessage, which is on Wi-Fi, it uses normal SMS. Her messages don't always go to me, so she's a bit annoyed I've changed, but that's the only downside.
Absolutely. I'm totally on her side. Absolutely. So is that up? So you, I mean, do you sit and look at it, Mark? Do you sit and go, oh, look at you, you lovely thing, you?
Yeah, I'll sit there stroking and going, nice phone, nice phone.
No. Did you get one of those My Little Pony covers for it? No.
No. I've got a nice see-through cover because it's got a nice blue outer case on it. So I've put a nice see-through case on it. It's got one of those things in the middle you can put a magnet on. So in my car, I've got one of the magnet holders. The only thing I do miss is on my iPhone, I have the card wallet inside it, and twice now I've been shopping. I've got to the checkout and I've gone for my phone and thought, oh fuck, how do I pay for my shopping? And I've left my card in my car a couple of times. I've had to run out and get my card. So yeah, I still haven't got it in my muscle memory that I don't carry my card in my phone anymore.
It's funny, speaking of cards, I've talked about my Curve credit card before. I mean, we were talking about credit cards earlier as well. I don't know why it came in, but I have this Curve credit card. It's made of metal. It's really cool. And it's like an all-in-one card. So all of my credit cards are on this. So I choose in an app which one I want to use. And I get Curve points, which, you know, you get 1% back. And then I use it. So as soon as I pay for something, it fires it to my card of choice, which is my Amazon card. So I get 1% on it as well. And you build up a little currency there on your Amazon stuff. And it's all in one, too. You don't have to cover one card. But a lot of these card services, and there's lots of them advertised, a lot of them were going through a company called Wirecard, I think it's called. A big American company, which went down the Swanee this week.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
$31 billion. Yeah. Now, so
yikes.
What's happened is Curve rented the services or had the license to supply credit to me and to others. So they got the money, then they pay Amazon, blah, blah. They make a commission somewhere in there. My Curve Now card is now stopped. I can't use it at the moment temporarily until they get another provider. But that thing is going to, it's amazing what the fallout that's going to be of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So be careful. Wirecard, $31 billion. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm. So, Anna, sorry, have you been using things like Google Pay in shops then?
I used to use Apple Pay, but I now use Google Pay. One of the features I do like is on Apple Pay, I had to press the button to activate it when it was in standby. On this one, you just hold it by the reader and it automatically knows it's a pay system and it automatically does it. And just recently in the UK, they upped the limit from £30 to £45 for contactless payments. So it does come in a lot more handier and easier. But when you're doing sort of like a shopping, which is like 100 quid a time, then obviously you can't use it for that. But yeah, Google Pay is just as good as Apple Pay. You don't really see the difference. It's really easy.
But man, do people not say to you, "Oh wow, nobody ever uses that. Cool."
A lot of the McDonald's drive-throughs have just reopened recently, and nearly everyone I saw going through the drive-through was using the phones to pay for stuff. It looked really weird, but yeah, it's cool bit of technology.
Mm. Yeah, good stuff. Mm. Anything else? Well, yeah, just you're back at work, you're working.
I'm still working. All these people saying that they've been out of work for 3 months and bored stupid, I've had none of that. I've been working all the way through it all. Which yeah, I suppose is good and bad. So.
Our kids start their summer holidays on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, the Northern Ireland holidays are that's the sort of end of June until beginning of September.
I don't think parents will ever complain about 6 weeks holidays ever again. After having 3 months of them at home.
No, definitely not. No. And the poor kids are bored too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
No, we have been mixing. I mean, we had a load of. I mean, it was Judith's birthday yesterday, so there was three of forgive us. All our, you know, there's two direct families. Judith's two sisters that live around the corner, and all their kids were there, and their foster kids, because everybody now fosters in our family. And then there was two other families came along, which are friends of ours that are fostering. So our house was frigging crazy yesterday. I'd say at one point there was probably 30 kids in it. And 10
holy
adults,
moly.
12 adults. Just nutballs. Sorry. Social distancing. But I'm saying their sisters, Judith is just in her element, because apart from it being crap weather, I mean, it's like bloody winter out there tonight and blowing a gale.
Yeah, it's horrible today, isn't it? Yeah.
Judith's in the middle of all this, me and baking buns, getting everybody coffee, getting everybody, you know, I haven't been the, I was in the middle of all the noise and the kids, and that's where she's happiest, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, because typical British weather, like back end of last week, we were hitting records. It was like 30 degrees here in West Yorkshire. Some places were hitting 32 degrees. And then today, yeah, it's 12 and a half, raining, fucking miserable, horrible.
Look,
so
awful.
Yeah. Wow.
Awful. Okay, Kim, tell us about your hair.
I got a cut. You know, yeah. I got tired of...
How did you get a cut? Because we can't... You, unless you know somebody in the trade... Or my wife with the pair of clippers. You can't get your hair cut here. All barbershops and salons are closed.
Yeah, we're open. You've got to still wear a mask. I mean, I walked in, she took my temperature and all that, and I had to wear a mask, so, which was kind of funny, because I wore the mask for most of the time, then about halfway through, she was like, you don't have to wear that anymore. So,
yeah. And, you know. Do you have to put the thermometer there?
Right. So, yeah, so, it's bad because my family reunion was that day, and they kept going back on, well, we're going to have one, then we're not going to have one, and finally in between there, I thought, I need a haircut. So I scheduled my haircut, and then they're like, oh, we're going to have one. I'm like, family reunion, get my haircut. I got my haircut, as you can see. So, so I'm sure I'm the black sheep of the family right now, because instead of going to the reunion, I got my haircut. But anyway, so yeah, I got my haircut because I got tired of pulling it back in a ponytail, and I'm like, oh, you know what? If I'm gonna wear it up, I might as well just chop the shit off. So I'm happy with it. And other than that, I got my schedule for work next month, and I actually have more days off next month than I had for this month. So yay for that! So, because like you said, I've got a one-year-old. Well, actually, I've got 2 1-year-olds every once in a while, and a 7-year-old that I have to watch on certain days. And yeah, when you only get like 2 days off in a month, or 1.5 at this in this case, it makes for a long month. So
well, you've got next weekend is 4th of July weekend for you guys, mm-hmm. isn't that right? So yep. You know, that's a big holiday time as well.
It's going to be a big holiday over here as well, because 4th of July, that's when all the pubs reopen.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I'll not be on those. So sorry. You know what? I'm not. This stupid stuff. Did you? You said the good weather, and people being sensible. I'm dabbling on the edge here, so forgive me. The people that went to the beach,
yeah, right.
And those photographs in England. Now there was one beach they showed, and people were like 10 feet apart in their own little family groups. I'm fine with that, but there was another one there. And it looked like it was fucking Spain and Marbella in the middle of summer.
Packed in like sardines, weren't they? Yeah.
Just, what is this? And then in Liverpool, because Liverpool Football Club won the big thing, and outside the big town centre in Liverpool, they're out celebrating fireworks. What are these people thinking? Forget about the riots and the protests and all of that stuff where everybody has been together. And, of course, you don't catch anything when you're in a riot. But it's just, where are people's sense? Where is their... I don't understand.
No, I've stopped watching the news now. I don't look at social media as much. It's just... I just don't worry about it. I just keep myself isolated from it all. Because otherwise,
I would learn, Mark. Yeah. So some of you have noticed I got myself in a bit of hot bother through the week. This is the last thing I'll say about this. So, I, as you know, I'm very, very interested in U.S. politics. Not even more so than in the U.K. Just time for America.
It's
interesting
stuff, isn't it?
I love it. It's fascinating. Yes, I love it all. Anyway, I try to be as balanced as I possibly can. So I listen to both sides. I follow people on Twitter on both sides. And Joe Biden, he came out of his bunker, his basement. His nurse helped him out and put him in front of a podium. And he gave this speech, very calm and collected and presidential and just boring, sleepy Joe. What are giving the people what they want instead of the Trumpy. Woo! I dared. So I watched it all. And towards the very end of it, I dare put on Twitter, that really put me to sleep. I swear to God, my Twitter feed went fucking bananas for 24 hours. I answered, I think that night, that was at 8 o'clock or so. I think I answered, I did, I just went and answered them all. I think it was about 150 tweets I answered. I was threatened with death, removal of testicles. I was MAGA trash. just from that one line, I thought this was a, this put me to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it was as inoffensive as that. I didn't criticize anybody. I said, it's a bit boring. It put me to sleep. Jesus, they came out of the woodwork and crucified.
What I like about you, Robin, is all your replies were all polite and nice and not patronizing anyway, but you weren't nasty in one bit, and there were superb replies.
One bit, and what annoyed me is lovely. Yeah, that was the thing. Some of them just went nuts.
Yeah.
At the end of every message, a tweet reply, I had went, have a nice day, have a wonderful day, have a fabulous day, bless your. And if they were really irritating and they got up my nose, it was bless your heart. Yeah. Now, if I say bless your heart, then bless your heart. Yeah. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So, yeah,
We learned that from Nicole. That was the Alabama fuck you, so, phrasing it.
With all due respect, and bless your heart. I lifted my head above the parapet, and I'm just, it's the Twitter for everything, as we'll talk about in a little while as well, even in here, it's so either on or off. There doesn't seem to be a middle ground whatsoever. You know, you can have done something 20 years ago. Like I could have said, imagine going to a nightclub and send a group of friends. Sorry, Kim, please forgive me. Okay. Mm-hmm. God, this woman, she's got great tits on her. Well, I'm going to try and get off. Where? Now, if I was at a nightclub a long time ago, that with my mates, that might have been the sort of conversation that was going on.
Yeah.
20 years on, I become semi-popular, famous, politician, whatever it may be, and somebody remembers that conversation and puts it on social media, and that person would get attacked, killed, or not maybe killed, but cancelled, I think is the term.
Yeah.
And the same with gaming right now, which is going on with gaming right now as well. But if I'd done something right now and I was a very bad man and I'd went to jail or I'd beat people up or I'd committed murder or fraud or all the other bits and pieces, but somebody from the political sphere or an official or somebody gives you a whack around the head and you stand up for it, you're a hero. But they forget all that stuff. But the 20 years ago stuff, it's just, there's such a weird hypocrisy going on in our lives. And I have to stop. This cancel culture has to stop. It's crazy. Imagine being a kid these days trying to go out and find a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever it may be. It's a minefield for those kids. This week alone, about all the people apologizing for making their friends feel uncomfortable because they said something. Jesus, Mark, over the years, we've been doing this for such a long time. We've said stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. Veteran, said and done stupid stuff for years, yeah.
Veteran gamer. I mean, we used to have stuff with stupid accents and veteran gamers read an email in an accent.
Yeah.
You know, and Eric was there reading stuff in a Indian accent or whatever it may be. I'm not picking them up, but we did the same. We've all done this, and it was all the time. And we learn as we go along, and I'm just fed up with it. I really am. I want people to just love each other.
Just fucking chill out a bit. Yeah, just
chill. Everyone deserves.
Step back, relax, and just think about what you're doing. Yeah.
No matter with your skin color, your creed, your religion, where you're from, nobody should have hate spouted at them. Whether I say Joe Biden's speech made me sleepy.
Oh, that's your opinion. You're allowed to think that.
Yeah. But, you know, but.
You could have said something far worse than that. So, I mean.
We just need to be a bit nicer to each other and not jump off the handle so quickly. To jump down people's throats, I'm sort of glad it happened because it was a real eye-opener at how horrible people can be. Anyway, I'm sorry. It's not political. It's gaming. It's everything. It's social media. There's a real ugh about social media. So if you don't like Twitter, try Parler. So, okay. Anything else there before I stop ranting?
No. I think that's it.
I think we've covered it all. Yeah.
Anyway, so let's actually talk about some video game stuff, huh?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Oh, okay. I've talked too much. Kim, would you go through the new stuff that's happening now? Has the new July stuff started to appear?
If it is, we haven't listed it yet. But...
Okay.
Well, I can look it up on my phone real quick if you want me to do that, you know.
There is, I think the Xbox stuff is pretty crappy this month. I don't know what...
it's not great. At least I wasn't impressed with it.
Then again, we've got so many games for a little time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we'll come back to that. You look at that up and we'll start talking about the games we played. Mark, I'm going to start. No, I'm not going to start. You're going to start, Mark, because you've been in at the GIMP again. Can you talk about your GIMP stuff again?
Just let me get a video feed up. More GTA RP. I wasn't on last week, was I? So a lot has changed. A lot's changed since 2 weeks ago. I said I'd got accepted into medical. So now I'm doing that job now. I've done my 5 hours mandatory supervisory training with a doctor, been going out on calls and doing that. And now I'm qualified and I'm going out on my own. it's really interesting. It's good. It's a completely different aspect to it. I love driving around in the ambulance with blue lights on, helping people and that. But you mainly go to shootings where there's criminals and coppers, and you're either picking all the crims up or you're picking all the coppers up and taking them back with bullet wounds. It's been really interesting. I mentioned a while ago I applied for my... for audio listeners, Robin has picked up a book called Woke and he's bored stupid. A few weeks ago, I mentioned I applied for my second character to be a canine dog for the police force.
Kinky.
I got a Discord message last night. I got accepted. Yeah. So my second character is going to be a woof woof. That's going to be.
God.
So that's going to put a completely new dynamic into it. I don't know if it's going to work yet. How do you get paid as a dog? That's the main thing. it's really interesting being a medic on there. You meet a lot of people being a medic. A lot of the criminal fraternity come through the doors, obviously. So you get to meet a lot of people. They drop you lots of nice things like alcohol, and bags of weed, and bags of coke. So it's interesting. A lot of funny characters out there, and some really good role playing. I need to take a drink before it's going funny. Jiggle on you. We had one where there was two of us on, or three of us on, but two of us in ambulances, and we went out to a distress call, and it was a guy in a car crash. But he's quite high up in the server admin and that, so he was properly seriously role-playing. And when we got there, he wasn't responding. Use the sort of like the do feature, so at the top it says no response, unconscious. So we're going back to the hospital, and then it crashed, his heart had stopped, and we had to do CPR and bring him around. And it it took us an hour to get him sort of like stable again, using all these RP techniques. It was quite intense, really, at the time. And then it turns out he tried committing suicide. He crashed his car intentionally. So one of the other ones is a doctor, and they did like a psych test on him and everything. It was just really interesting, right? So this was at like midnight. By the time we'd finished, we looked at the clock. It was 4 a.m. This was last weekend, 4 a.m. So, yeah, the night just went really quick. So, very interesting, very interesting. It's like, it's not for everyone, but if you like this sort of thing, it's fascinating. So, yeah, if anyone is interested, it's Little Los Santos. The Discord is discord.lls.gg, and that's the server address as well, lls.gg. So, yeah, I won't say anymore.
Okay, Mark. All right, I'm glad you're having fun with it. Forgive me.
I love it.
For
it's taken over my life. Okay, like Dan said, yeah. It's my second job now. I have to. So, I'm committed to do 4 hours a week, and last week I did 20 hours.
So, do you remember, was it Second Life, or, you know, yeah. Persistent world where you had a house and you got married, and really, I mean, we're going back to flipping Pulp Fiction again, and, you know, there's bound to be a, I mean, that guy that's on the screen right now, he looks like Zed, you know, Zed dead and all there.
Yeah. Well, this is a NoPixel server, I've got some, a little bit of footage from my server, but I need to get more, really. We get really, really involved. Some of them just say, oh, just heal me up quick, I want to get back out there. Some of the criminals, but some of them take the roleplay really seriously. So, yeah, it's really interesting. Some really good scenarios. In fact, yesterday, I wasn't on, but I was watching one of my friends streaming it. He's another medic, and he streams it. One of the coppers is that fed up of always being shot and that. His story creation is, over the past few weeks, his character's become really depressed and suicidal. And last night, he jumped off a tall building and committed suicide. And they couldn't revive him, and he actually said, no, look, I'm dead. So they pronounced him dead. They had a funeral for him. There was a funeral procession to the cemetery on the map. There was all the police were there in their sort of like military styles, like suits. And there was, they had muskets. They did a guard of honour firing salute thing. Proper funeral and everything. It was but they were trying to do a serious funeral. In the map, there must be this cemetery on the map where it's like just preset and there's like a hole in the ground, so that they put in this like coffin as like a prop thing, and then they put him on top of it, but his body's like glitching out, twitching as they're doing funeral procession.
Bring out your dead
Yeah, but yeah, it's just some people take it really, really seriously,
dark corners to this game, mod.
If you don't roleplay, you get kicked. If you just play it as like GTA Online, they don't like it and you get kicked. So, but yeah, it's very interesting. It's opened up my eyes to another world.
Just sitting here thinking, these guys are probably getting laid more than I am. What the hell is wrong with that?
A lot of these are young. A lot of them in the early and mid-20s. A lot of them are like university students. I've heard them all talking and that. But some of the medics I work with, they're all at uni, but they've obviously not been because of the COVID thing. And they're talking all this fucking lingo and all this simp stuff, and I'm thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? And I just says to one officer, you lot are baffling me. I'm fucking double your age, and you've lost me. So, yeah, most of them are like 25-ish. It's just crazy.
You're just a boomer.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's just me or what, but I wouldn't have... I suppose I would expect a lot of young'uns to be playing video games, but not in a role-play capacity. So I'm quite surprised by that.
Mark, the children are our future, you know?
Yeah. Like, treat them well, let them lead the way.
Lead the way? Yeah. Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you're having fun with that.
Yeah.
You know, continues to keep on giving. I think Epic, over the last month or so, were there that big giveaway, and they give GTA away as well, has really helped that Epic store. I think they had 61 million concurrent users, which is record for the Epic game. For not as much as Steam. I think Steam's record is 90 million. but for the Epic Game Store that people swore blind they would never use, 61 concurrent users ain't too bad, too shabby.
They recently gave away Ark Survival Evolved, didn't they?
So, that's pretty cool. Kim, what have you been up to?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Let's see. I played the little Minecraft Dungeons.
Tony?
I beat Highblock Hill? Or Highblock Halls today. Okay. Yeah! You know, that's a lot easier when you don't have a 7-year-old stealing all your arrows and then wandering around the screen.
Right, okay.
Because, holy moly. Let's see. I played the delivery game. What is it? Super Reliable Delivery Service or whatever the hell it is. I played a little bit of that. And,
is that on Game Pass?
Yes, that's on Game Pass. It was released here a couple weeks ago, I think. And it's a little like, I don't know, it's a little like maybe Human Fall Flat, maybe. It's all right. I don't know. Anthony, the only reason I played it is because Anthony downloaded it. He wanted to play it. So I tried it out just to see. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Yeah. And Red Dead 2. I fired that up today and did a few little... Well, they're not story missions, but they're like the stuff that, you know, at the end of the game, if you still got to find, like, the dinosaur fossils and that sort of stuff. I did a little bit of that today. You know, pretty good for not having much time, but most of it I think I did today, so that was probably why I could put it down on the list.
Kim, but, did you know they now do roleplay service for Red Dead Redemption 2?
Actually, I knew that because when I was still playing it hot and heavy, we got in on one of their servers. Because they had a, I guess they call it a special server or whatever that didn't have as many griefers and stuff on it. So they would let us come in. We couldn't go in the area they were at because they didn't want us to screw that up, but they'd let us play anywhere else. So it was neat.
Yeah, on the PC version, like on the GTA one, there's a mod called 5M. So for the Red Dead version, it's called Red M, and it does a similar sort of thing, but obviously you're in the Wild West. So... Mm-hmm. I've seen some streams of it, and it looks interesting role-playing in GTA. Obviously, being a cowboy is cool and everything, but obviously the world is obviously less sparse than the city environment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do it, but I'd have to buy Red Dead on PC as well. So, but yeah, a lot of people playing that. A lot of people moving away from GTA are actually onto Red Dead. RP. Anyway, that's enough of RP. Sorry.
Okay. I understand.
Okay, well, you're still loving it. I love that you love your Red Dead and you keep on going back to it. It's like a comfortable pair of slippers for you, Kim.
It is.
It's such a good game, isn't it? It's such a good game.
Mm. All right, well, I finished up Beyond Blue this week. Fuck me. Seriously, Dan, you're in the chat. And I know you've missed your school reunion, okay, your virtual school reunion, oopsie. Don't worry, it would have been a case of, oh, hello there, Dan, what are you doing with your life? Oh, yeah, I'm doing better than you. That's what school reunions are all about, yeah? So don't worry about that. But, like, you finished Beyond Blue. As pretty as it is, as nice it is, as it is, they try to shoehorn some sort of storyline into it. And some sort of message about deep sea drilling and dementia or something with the mother. It was pointless. I just kept, and I'm not a Fraser. I you know, people skip through story beats and or Fraser and the like do. I just did this because it was pants. It was pretty swimming with the fishies. The fishies were very, very nice. But really all you do is go around, scan fishies, and that's about it. You have a sub that you go around in between missions, and you can listen to music, or you can look at things that you can't pick up. It just, you look at it and it tells you what it is. This is a diary. This is a toolbox. Yeah, nice. Stuff like that. So, I mean, there is no story. The whole thing is, you swim around, look at fish. Nothing will kill you. There is no peril whatsoever. You swim among these magnificent, gigantic sharks. And, they go, hi. And then, that's about it.
Sounds like a game that would put me to sleep.
You know what? It's really chilled. It is nice. It's sort of chilled, but it was just sort of nice. And when you finish this section, it unlocked, like, Issey Miyake, the Eskimo thing. It unlocked little documentary sections, which... were interesting, which came in the Deep Blue or the David Attenborough thing,
Blue Planet,
which is Planet. So it's stuff that didn't quite make that. So those are quite interesting. But so Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a game. It's sort of an experience sort of thing. It's pretty and all, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what you might like, Robin, is one of the games I've played this week. I've actually played a couple of Xbox games. And it's similar sort of like area. It's underwater. And I haven't got a video up of it yet.
Slacker.
Well, yeah, it's underwater and it's swimming around with his fish in it. But it's slightly different in the fact that you're actually a shark.
Oh, I was going to say, it's not Maneater, is it?
It's Maneater. Yeah, I've been playing Maneater.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Me and Greg are both hooked on this game.
I'm going to have to pick it up.
It's got a few little janky bits with the control and the camera, but you forget all that because it's so good. The shark animations are brilliant. As you level up, the features on the shark get more menacing. I'm now level 17 and my shark looks an absolute badass. It looks like, makes Jaws look like a little kindergarten pup. It's crazy now. Once you get to the bigger areas, there's more humans, so you can now triple jump as well as double jump, so you're going out of the water, grabbing humans off boats and everything and taking them under. And like Greg says the other week, some of the things the humans say is just so funny. It's just hilarious. And the narrator is so sarcastic, you'd love him, Robin.
So what kills you?
Right, so obviously hunters. So once you've killed so many humans, your threat level goes up. So it's like a wanted level. And hunters will come and they will shoot through the water and they're quite deadly accurate. So you have to evade them or kill them all. Larger predators like crocodiles. I've just gone into an area now where there's other sharks. So there's mako sharks and they will attack you. There's barracudas. There's other sort of like... anything predatory will have a go at you. So, yeah, it's very interesting. And each different sea creature will, when you eat them, it gives you a resource, whether that's protein or crystals, stuff like that. Then you use them to level up with. It's like a currency. So, yeah, it's very, very good. Oh, yeah. Dan's just put in the chat that you get orcas later on. And Greg texted me last night because I was just telling him I got to level 17 and that. And he says, oh, yeah, I encountered a level 20 orca last night. And it kicked his ass. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to meeting them. Loads of collectibles.
Is there sort of a story? Like, there's like not a story. Is there
well, there
a
is actually a story. There is a bit of a story actually, but I don't want to say it because it's. Let's just say if you've seen Bambi, that's on the sort of like lines of a story. Yeah, but yeah, it's good. It's interesting. It's different, and I love the animations and a lot of the level upping system. I've just unlocked an electrified tail fin now. I mentioned last time I got electrified teeth, but I've changed them now. I've got some different teeth. What I've unlocked by killing the named hunters for your infamy level. So now my teeth can do more chomping damage, and also it grants me health when I bite people.
Have they shoehorned in any sort of Jaws references, or I need a bigger, boat, or you know?
No, I've not seen any yet. On the screen now, he's just chomped on a human, and he said a KP on chomping. He's just kept hold of him, and he's gone underwater with him. It's just so satisfying. Oh, I know it sounds disturbing. It sounds disturbing.
Eating humans. I'm really worried about you.
But once you've played it, you think, oh my God, this is so much fun. Because it's different, you know what I mean? It's so different. And like the inflatables, you can pop the inflatables. Even the boats, over time you can do damage to the boats and they'll eventually sink. And then they have to swim away from you and that's when they're like, easy pickings.
Oh, we Jimmy never got out of the water. Just this flipping yellow
light. Yeah.
I'm watching this now. That looks like fun.
It is so much fun.
Do you know what? My kids would probably suck that up. Yeah, I don't know if it's
that's what I'm thinking. Tony would love it.
It's sort of cartoon blood sort of thing, isn't it?
It's a bit bloody, really. A bit violent, but yeah, it's so much fun. Well,
Tony's watching Play Witcher 3, so you know it wouldn't bother him.
And hardly Dan says he went for the bone build. We heard that about you.
Right?
Yeah. I have also been getting stuck in, and I've had more time of an evening, not the last couple of days, but through the week, more Torchlight 2. Loving my Torchlight 2.
It's a brilliant game, isn't it?
I like
I kind of think I'm now almost past where you guys are. I had a look at you, sort of your achievements through it.
I've not played it for ages. Just, I need to go back to it.
There.
We could all jump in together, Kyle, because it's co-op.
I'm looking at the weapon unlocks and the upload and the upgrades and stuff you got there. Really, really good. Amazing how much stuff they throw on the screen at the same time. It is. Yeah, it's at this level now where I'm at story wise. Of course, it's pointless, but playability it is as good now where I am, and it's as good as Diablo ever was.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's very, very good, and it gets quite tough, and some of these monsters are getting tough. So yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I like the pop culture reference as well. I heard you last week mentioned. I listened to last week's show, and I heard you talking about the one-eyed Willy bit.
The Goonies. Yeah, right? There's a Goonies. Yeah. There's been a few other things as well. Yeah. The thing I did was the Wang Kor or the armor it was named, which was just wee funny things that just it was not really in your face, it was just the wee
subtle things.
It was Wangor Wang Kor or whatever. Because you frankly exactly what they meant by that, but just funny wee stuff like that they seem to throw in. So they've had a lot of fun making this game. So again, Diablo style, good stuff. The third one's coming out. It's cheap, cheapy, and it's on like the Game Pass as well. So great. I'm loving it. Really good, really good. Loot, upgrade, loot. Good monsters. Again, don't have to think too much about it. You can dip in and dip out for a while, and working very well. So I'm enjoying that. Really good. Awesome. There's The Last of Us.
The Last of Us 2 has obviously come out now, and it's getting getting a lot of good and bad sort of like reactions. Everyone I know who's played it in our WhatsApp group have been enjoying it, like Lewis and
really.
Yeah,
is that the right term?
Now, the last time I played The Last of Us was when it came out on PS3 all them years ago. And I still claim to this day it's my game of that generation. I think it's still one of my favourite games of all time. But I got the remaster on PS4, but I've never played it. So what I'm doing is I'm replaying it now. So all the story is fresh in my mind, ready for the new game. Because I've got the new game downloaded, ready to go. Because my nephew bought it, so I game share with him on PlayStation. So I got it free of charge, which is cool. But yeah, it's amazing how much you remember the key points, but a lot of the sort of like incidental dialogue, which is really interesting in this, because the storytelling's fantastic. You forget all that, especially after sort of like, 7 years?
But do you not think, Mark, that we're like that? I mean, because maybe not so much now, but wind back 2 or 3 years ago, the BioShock Infinite stuff. I remember, came out and I had it finished within 2 days, and and different games. We just powered through them.
Yeah,
I bet you there's a lot of games that we've done that with that we won't go back now and go, oh shit, I forgot about this.
And now I'm taking my time. I listened to all the dialogue in the first time, but it's been so long, and that opening sequence, it still hits me hard, especially with what's happened in my life. So it's especially touching for me. And all these people who say they hate the ending, they don't understand the ending, I understand exactly why Joel did what he did at the end of The Last of Us, the first one. And I think I might have made the same decision, because unless you've been in that scenario where you've lost a child, to have to decide whether... And I know it's not his child, but he's become sort of like an adopted father to Ellie. To have to give that choice of life or death to that child, I don't blame him in the slightest. And I think I'd have made the same decision. I think there's got to be another way of curing the sort of like the disease. So, I can't wait to play 2 to find out what happens there. But, just thoroughly enjoying 1. I'm not that far into it. I've met Ellie now, and I've got to a point where I've said goodbye to Trish. I know it's an old game. I don't want to give spoilers, but for those who've played it, I've said goodbye to Trish now, so people who've played it will understand what I mean by that. So that's where I've got to in the story on that. But yeah, loving it. The tickers are still absolute bastards if you don't have a shiv. They'll just one hit kill you, bite you on the neck, and you're dead. But yeah, you need shivs, lots of shivs. And Greg, please get over the nice blocks.
So, okay, well, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, I finished it properly this year. I'm going to jump ahead because there's an article in Kotaku over the last couple of days, and they say The Last of Us Part 2 is about violence and very little else.
Yeah, now, this is I've heard it's very dark and...
An opinion piece, yeah. So, I mean, they're saying, like, you know, I cut out a pilot part of the article, but they're saying, you know, when the ideas are gone for those couple of characters, nothing remains but violence. The violence permeates the entire game, poisoning every moment with the idea of more violence to come. Repeatedly, the game's most interesting ideas are abandoned, its most important themes passed over, so more bad things can happen to its central cast. And the developers can remind you that killing a named character in a cutscene is bad while letting you dispatch hordes of nameless NPCs without second thought. The Last of Us 2 desperately wants to say something meaningful about its big themes, but amid the violence and cruelty and shouting, it never finds time to spit it out. Now, that's kind of negative-ish, okay? It's negative. But I think they're maybe asking too much of a video game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, The Last of Us, and probably this, I haven't played it, but probably this is probably one of the best stories in a video game that you can follow and get invested in the characters. Dark or not, you know, it's a dark sub.
I was just going to say, it's a bit like The Walking Dead, isn't it? It's not going to be all roses and nice, happy families, is it? It's apocalyptic. It's eat or be
again,
eaten, die or die.
I mean, what do you do? If it was just a walking simulator, but there was no action in it, you know, what sort of thing would it be? It would just be a walking simulator, so you have to have that gameplay. It's a balance. Yeah. But I look forward to playing it. But it sounds like it's a chore. It sounds like it's hard going. Yeah. I know there's been a few completions this week, and some of them are saying, "Don't," you know, Dave O'Malik had said, you know, when he does completion, you know, don't listen to the haters.
Yeah.
I know Greg didn't play it.
He watched the full stream of all the cutscenes and everything. Yeah.
He watched the whole game. Yeah. So, you know, do you know what? He is so, so negative against Sony. You know, he's never owned a PlayStation 4 is nothing, whatever. And even in this case here, he's just watching it. It's just, and then passing judgment on that game.
What makes me laugh is, and I think Greg's forgot this, a few years ago, when we were having sort of like some of our challenges with the True Skill guys, Step J once watched, instead of playing, a game on Twitch, and we criticised him for commenting and having an opinion about that game by not playing it, by watching it. I think it was an Uncharted game. I think it was Uncharted 4. And both myself and Greg sort of like, not had a go at him, but sort of like said, well, you can't really comment on a game you haven't played. And now Greg, fast forward all these years, Greg is now exactly the same. Greg.
Okay, to his credit, he was just watching it for the story. The story.
Yeah. So, buy a PS4, Greg, and get it played. But he won't do it. I think he's going to get a PS5, so he might play it in the future.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to Judith the other day, and she said, and Judith's not interested in video games at all, and she knows she can't miss that I am interested in my stuff, nerdy stuff. And we were talking about, you know, we're talking about EGX, funny enough, and saying, like, there's the first time now in, 10 years? I haven't been going to a video game event in September, October. And even this year, you would have thought, you know, there'd be sort of something happening, and seeing they're launching two consoles. He said, well, you're not going to buy a PlayStation, are you? I said, well, he says, because, you know, you bought the last one, you hardly ever used it. And I didn't realize that Judith didn't know. Hardly ever used it. You know, so, I mean, what did I play on my PlayStation 4? The Uncharted games, Last of Us, what else? Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Did you play God of War? Yeah.
No, I didn't play that, no.
You tried Horizon Zero Dawn and you didn't like it.
Nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I must admit, I got both consoles at launch, and I don't regret either of them. The PlayStation has got some fantastic games, story-driven games, but like I said before, the sort of like gaming community for my friends has all seemed to shift over to Xbox now. But yeah, I don't regret having them both. But the next lot of consoles is going to be Xbox first, and I'm not sure about PS5 yet. Maybe in a few years, depends.
Yeah, I think I'm similar. Yeah. I think I'll definitely be new Xbox. I think there's plenty of life in my Scorpio here.
Yeah.
And the new Xbox will come to here, and the Scorpio will go inside to the big screen, correct?
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the problems coming out at night time, and why I'm getting a bit more gaming in is I had the PlayStation against the new big TV. So I changed it over and put the PlayStation in where the big screen is now, the drop-down screen. And I moved the Xbox, my original Xbox, out to the living room with the big screen. And that's where I'm playing a bit more. But I think the Scorpio will go out there.
When I get a new Xbox, Xbox One X will go downstairs then. Because I've got a 4K TV downstairs as well. Because I've not got any form of optical media reading device downstairs to play any of my... I've got loads of DVDs and Blu-rays. I have nothing to play them on.
What do you do, with DVDs now? Who takes them?
I can't remember last time I bought them. Everything's streamed now, isn't it? I can't remember last time I bought... In fact, the last Blu-ray I bought was Star Wars Rogue One. I've not bought one since then.
No, I haven't. I haven't in years.
I used to collecting the stuff like the Star Wars movies. I used to always buy them, regardless. But even that stopped now because.
Yeah, over here, I'm looking up at them. There's the whole Star Trek pack, and there's a few Back to the Future things. I got it on my on display, but I haven't bought anything like this in years. Even the kids now, where the kids would have had little, in the car, little portable DVD players and all that. But that's all gone now.
Yep.
Quite recently, we were sorting some stuff out, and I found a lot of VHS movies, proper ones, not ones you buy movies. They're not worth shit, man. No one wants them. I've ended up having to throw some out.
Well, I will keep the real classics and keep a dozen or so of the real classics. Put them away in the attic for something like that. There, but you can let go of. I don't know.
What I do like, I've bought again on DVD, and I've bought again on bloody Blu-ray. I've kept the Star Wars ones. I've got Star Wars, the whole Star Wars lot on VHS, Blu-ray, and DVD. So,
I think I have on VHS in there, Three Men and a Little Lady. VHS,
I've got all the Back to the Futures on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. So, it's just insane.
Again, what do you do with DVDs?
I don't know. Unless I come up here now, because all my stuff's up here, what can read them? I've nothing in the living room to read them, but everything's streamed downstairs now. There's no need for an optical device, really.
I mean, Dan's saying he's just buying 4K UHDs. But sorry, Dan, that's going to be the same thing. It's lovely to have that physical thing if it's a nice collector's pack or something, but the 4K stuff, as infrastructure improves, it's going to go that way, because you can choose now on Amazon to have a 4K stream. So, I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
I've got the Amazon and Netflix apps obviously built into the smart TV, and it automatically streams through at 4K. So I don't even have to do anything.
Just in case the zombie apocalypse comes and we need to, set up with a generator, we need to have DVDs, because you'd be screwed.
That's when you're going to need them,
Okay, so let's talk about a bit of news. News then, because that's sort of gaming stuff done. So let's talk about some news. Or do you have the list of the freebies, Kim?
I do. I have the ones for Xbox. So the others I don't think out yet. Your game that's gold for July will be World Rally Championship 8. That'll be out the 1st through the 31st. Dunk Lords. I had to make sure I didn't say Drunk Lords. Dunk Lords, which will be out July 16th through August 15th. And then we have Saints Row 2 and Juju for the Xbox 360 backwards compatible. So,
PlayStation, when I had to switch it on the other night for all those kids that were here, I went and grabbed Call of Duty. Star Wars I have on EA Access anyway, so very good. And then there's all the Twitchy stuff. You can look it up. Stadia Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, I'd re-freaking done it again.
Yeah, it's July soon, so they'll all be changing.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk about a bit of news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, I suppose the big thing in the gaming community, especially for the streaming community, is the very fast and sudden, so it seems by us anyway, the shutdown of Mixer. No. We always kind of laughed at Mixer. It seemed to be a good enough service, but Twitch seemed to be have the thing, and YouTube was there. So Mixer was owned by Microsoft, as far as I'm aware, completely owned by Microsoft.
It was originally Beam, and then Microsoft bought them and changed it to Mixer. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, it's shutting down, and there's lots of people had, for one reason or another, decided to make their home in Mixer, and I suppose they took advantage of it not being that popular and being able to establish themselves where Twitch you were lost, maybe a bit easier. And it came as quite a shock to them. So I'll just go through some of the stuff that was said officially because they're going to join forces with Facebook. Anyway, so I'll read through this and then we'll have a chat about it. Ultimately, the success of partners and streamers on Mixer is dependent on our ability to scale the platform for them as quickly and broadly as possible. It became clear that the time needed to grow our own live streaming community to scale was out of measure with the vision and experiences that Microsoft and Xbox want to deliver for gamers now. So we've decided to close the operations side of Mixer and help the community transition to a new platform. To better serve the community's needs, we're teaming up with Facebook to enable the Mixer community to transition to Facebook Gaming. This is a key part of a broader effort that Xbox and Facebook Gaming are embarking on, bringing new experiences and opportunities to the entire world of gaming. Sure. A load of crap then about, 700 million people every month touch a gaming thing on Facebook. Now, it could be farming or anything like weird, wonderful match three games or watch a gaming video. So, positives, Facebook is a massive platform. I don't know. I think the people that play those sorts of games on Facebook surely are more casual gamers. Am I? Is that wrong for me to say that?
There's a couple of big streamers on Facebook. The most noticeable I know of is Stone Mountain 64. He used to do all the Battlefield. Come on, soldier, and like Platoon stuff, comedy videos, and then
Battlefield Friends.
Yeah, then he started off. And he started off sort of like streaming then, and now he's give up his job and he's a full time Facebook gaming streamer, and he's really popular on there. But there's not that many on Facebook I know of.
So the Mixer server, it will continue to run until July 22nd. So it's shutting down very, very quickly. And it'll go redirect to Facebook Gaming. Now, so I don't know what will happen if you don't transition. So if you don't move over or if there's something you have to do, if you're a Mixer streamer, does it just automatically change the look and feel to Facebook? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So some of the streamers have kicked up merry hell about this.
A lot of them have been loyal to Mixer and stayed with this platform, trying to help it grow.
We had an interesting debate. Greg, kind of went, well, tough titty. Yeah. I think Mark had a lot of sympathy for these people. My attitude is, well, do you know what? They were making money out of a platform that was set up for them, that they weren't actually creating anything, that they were playing games and streaming stuff up. And yes, they give their time and energy to it, but they can do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? And this, I mean, for me, and I maybe everybody has an opinion, this industry has moved on so, so fast. You know, I mean, it was just the other day we were all on GeoCities. And talking about MySpace. You know, and it, you know, every 3 or 4 years, the thing seems to completely reinvent itself. I mean, look now, I mean, you know, we went from Facebook, which was the whole thing, and then YouTube, and Twitter and TikTok now, and even what was the other one? It's Snapchat. I mean, Snapchat seems to be, where is it now? Where TikTok seems to be, you know, so things move so fast, and this the live streaming thing is just finding its feet. And I get it. I can't imagine Microsoft worrying about throwing money at it. They can afford it. They're a big, big, big company. And maybe they just weren't, it wasn't making the headway they wanted to. And maybe this is how they think it's going to be hard for these people now, but it'll be better in the long run. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other people there. Was it Lindsay Wood? So a big Mixer partner, who says, I looked at my phone one time in all the hours that I drove, and that one time I had multiple calls and texts and a push notification from Mixer's Twitter. She told Kotaku in an email, I had to pull over, my mother drive so I could focus on what was happening. Once I realized my entire channel would be deleted, that the community I loved, like family, would be ripped apart. And 2.5 years full of ADR stream weeks, that everything I loved and adored about Mixer would be gone in 30 days. I began to feel my life start to shatter beyond my control. Now, I hope that her stuff moves over to Facebook. Mm. That she hasn't lost all that back stuff.
I can see him transferring the profiles over. I don't know about all the video on demands. That's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, and as we talked a few weeks ago there, and even affecting ourselves about having music or anything copyrighted, you know, there's all that stuff going on at the moment as well. So everybody has their hand out, like, make a bob or two now. So there's been massive change in the streaming thing that people have made careers out of. What?
What I found interesting is, I looked on Mixer the other night just to see what people are doing. And do you know when you first go on it and there's all the different tiles of all the different streamers? So you can choose who to watch. Nearly all of them have, like, looped videos saying, moving to Twitch, join me at such and such and such twitch.tv. And they're all advertising moving to Twitch, so I've not seen anyone going to Facebook Gaming.
Yes, Mark, but the same thing will happen that happened with Mixer. Somebody somewhere will go, this is an opportunity for me to make it big as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, yes, a lot of say, well, moving to Twitch, fig them, and it's the end of the world. In a couple of months' time, it'll be forgotten about, sorry, and they'll go, but there will be people, they'll make the best of it if the Facebook join-up is a success, I suppose. So, because Twitch still has the, you know, I think YouTube has, there's a little bit of territory, but Twitch must have the lion's share of the market.
I saw,
and continue to have it.
There's a graph somewhere online which shows you Twitch's sort of like audience levels going up, Facebook's audience levels skyrocketing, and Mixer's just like constant, really just drooping off a little bit. So
the heart wasn't it.
No,
I think the technology was there. It was a good
technology was there. They had a really good latency and really good image quality. Just it's a shame, really.
Yeah, so I'm a great believer in if somebody's an expert about something, and take their expertise. And I don't think Microsoft was an expert in at this platform. So
It's similar to what we did with Nokia, isn't it? Similar, they tried getting in the phone market, that didn't work. They've tried the streaming market, that's not worked, so they're just pulling out.
Mm. So in related stuff then, Twitch has banned someone, Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah.
So it was just a day or so ago, out of the blue, Twitch suspended the massively popular streamer guy, Dr. Disrespect. What did he do?
Nobody knows. Right. Well, somebody knows, but they're not talking.
What did he stream?
Oh, he streamed a lot of first-person shooters, Battle Royales, PUBG. I actually watched him. I followed him. I didn't subscribe, but I followed him because I find his character, his persona, funny. He's quite hilarious to watch. He's entertaining. And I liked him. I didn't mind him. Now, a lot of people are speculating that Twitch has just recently started clamping down on historical sexual abuse cases and banning streamers for that. So there's a lot of people speculating it's something to do with that and that affair he had recently.
Which is kind of what we were talking about, ranting on about earlier on.
But until I see anything official, just take anything you hear online with a pinch of salt, because people are just saying loads of different shit about him. And Yeah, until you hear something from Twitch themselves or from Dr. Disrespect, I just won't believe anything, really. There's a lot of accusations out there, and a lot of people are going to look silly when the truth comes out.
Yeah, that won't be a noose. Yeah. Mm. So, Yeah, well, you know, I hope he hasn't done anything really bad. So,
no, I don't. Yeah.
So, you know, somebody said it's serious, but you know, it's serious enough that his revenue stream is sort of shut down now as well. Yeah. So, just, you know what? Again, everybody is scared of their own shit right now.
Pretty much.
Don't defend anybody.
Cancel culture is just crazy at the moment.
Anyway. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about here is Sony. And the ex Sony exec, what's his name? Sean Layden. Yeah. So he was interviewed and he was talking about the length of games and the cost that it takes to make them. So the former Sony exec calls for shorter games that are cheaper to make. So the common sentiment gets batted around every few months with new blockbuster launches with dozens of hours of content. Sean Layden, former chairman of Sony Interactive Entertainment Worldwide Studios, seems to agree. I would welcome the return of 12 to 15 hour games. Layden, who departed Sony last year after almost 32 years, told VentureBeat's Dean Takahashi, fuck, I'm going to get cancelled, in an interview at this year's GameLag conference, I would finish more games. First of all, absolutely. I would finish more games, first of all, just like a well-edited piece of literature or a movie. I've been looking at the discipline around that and the containment around that. It could get us tighter, more compelling content. It would be something I'd like to see a return to. Do you know what? Sometimes I love those big games, but I also love that 12 to 15-hour window.
I think 15 hours is the sweet spot for a nice story. Led single player game. Like I've mentioned recently, Phil commented on it, and I've commented on it before. Stuff like Ghost Recon Wildlands, 80 odd hours. It's too much. It's you can't have something new all the time in an 80 hour game. It starts getting repetitive. There's not what you can do about that. So, yeah, I think 15 hours is a sweet spot. I think God of War was about 12 to 15 hours, sweet spot.
It's only that length of time. Okay. So he went on to say, like major AAA games in the current generation go from anywhere from 80 million Squid Italys to 150 million or more to build. And that's before marketing. As far as I'm aware, and not in this article, but the marketing can be as much almost as the flipping the build. Mm-hmm. If I remember, was it... what was the shooter? Homefront? Wasn't it Homefront? Yeah. That the marketing cost more than the build of the game. Yeah. It was crazy money. You know, they pretty much took over San Francisco and LA as far as every billboard and all that sort of stuff. So 80 million for a game, it is kind of disgusting, actually. Isn't it? No? Yeah, I know they're making money out of it. Sorry, forgive me. This is what we love. We love games. Forgive me. They're making money out of this here. But it's a lot of money for those big, 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 long game or tall games. And so, anyway. So, conference will come shortly after release of The Last of Us Part 2, a game that was in development for 6 years and can take anywhere from 20 to 30 hours to beat. A substantial increase in the first game's roughly 15-hour main game campaign. Didn't realize it was longer. Because The Last of Us, the first one, felt long enough, didn't it?
Yeah.
It felt long enough.
Yeah.
The time many critics have pointed out just how emotionally exhausting the game's extensive documentation of torture and tragedy can feel. Maybe that's why it felt long enough. But yeah, so then there's stuff like Red Dead Redemption and GTA and some of those bigger games where it doesn't matter.
No, yeah, some games are suited to
story,
that. Like,
games. Yeah, you know,
I think it gets back to the thing we mentioned right at the beginning of the show, is that we feel time is more important to us now than when we were younger. Yeah. So we might feel it more. I don't know. You just that's my personal feeling on it anyway. I just find my time more valuable at the moment.
Well, he finished off the interview saying, like, you know, how can we look at it and say, you know, is there another answer? Instead of spending 5 years making an 80-hour game, what does 3 years and a 15-hour game look like? What are the costs around that? So, you know, do you make a tighter game? I mean, do you...
There's a lot of games out there. What are that length, aren't there? There's a good mix at the moment.
I think he's talking about people being stricter, but editing their own work, making it tighter. Not just making it bigger and packing it out, just making it tighter, you know. Take Assassin's Creed, for example, Mark.
There's a lot of filler in them, isn't there? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, taking all those little icons that you have to go to for sort of kind of pointless stuff.
Yeah.
But the OCD and the people have to get them all.
On both Origins and Odyssey, there's places on the map what you don't even need to go to on the story missions. And yet, on these islands, there's all this stuff what's been spent hours and hours of programming and money put into these islands. You never even fucking visit them half of the time, unless you're a completionist. Yeah, I can see his point.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, that's about all we have news. That's enough. Mm-hmm. New releases. Let's talk about the new releases.
Alrighty. Your new releases for June 28th through July 4th are Hunting Simulator 2 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, which is out June 30th. The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3 on the Switch, June 30th. Xeno Alice for the iOS and Android, July 1st. Trackmania for the PC, also on July 1st.
Eh?
Yeah.
Trackmania, that's an old game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I kind of thought so. Infliction Extended Cut for the Switch on July 2nd. And Marvel's Iron Man VR for PlayStation VR on the 3rd.
Mm.
And those are your new releases.
I think people have said that Iron Man thing is pretty good, actually. That VR one for Iron Man. Hmm. All right, Victory Achieved. We're almost to the end of a quarter. Victory Achieved is our ongoing competition that you just finish games and you get entered into a draw to win money, $20 or 15 quid. So what you do is you take a photograph of yourself with the credits of the game that you've just finished rolling up in the background, and you send it off in a tweet to at @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag Victory Achieved, and we retweet it, and you get entered into a draw. And next week we'll announce the winner. The final date for this quarter is on the 30th, the last day of this month. We'll announce a new winner. Last quarter's winner was the Taff Man. So the next one will be winning money next week. We'll be announcing that. And the people that finished games this week, Lil Lord, he finished Tangled 2.
Is that based on the cartoon animated film thing?
Yeah, it must be. It must be. Really? Tangled 2 on a Switch? Yes. Dear. Let down your hair, will you? John Mouse, he went through Fractured Minds. Pete, see what you've done here? people got their 1,000G and learnt about themselves a little bit.
Yeah, and stood next to a zebra crossing for 10 minutes for naught.
Yes, indeed. I don't believe Phil did it. Maybe he did, but he said he was trying to get that last achievement that you have to stand beside the zebra crossing for between 7 and 10 minutes. And I told him that there's another way to get it as well. Get yourself knocked down 5 times in a row. And I think he went and did it.
Yeah.
It's not working. It hasn't popped.
Maybe just a message pops with more chat. Cunt.
Sorry, Phil. Phil, he finished Sniper Elite 4 and enjoyed
shooting. Said he really enjoyed that. Yeah.
He enjoyed shooting balls off.
Good.
Dave Malik, well done, sir. The Last of Us Part 2 completed. Good lad. Mm-hmm. He loved it. Hardly Dan finished Darksiders War Mastered Edition, and he also finished a game called Observation, which raised a few eyebrows. People were interested in that. I finished, of course, Beyond Blue, and Colin Allcars, he also finished The Last of Us Part 2. So, winner will be announced next week. You can win some money. And now we play some fella saying he wishes everyone would hug a hippie.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Achieved.
Right, well, I think that's kind of almost a show. We would love to hear and get an email from you guys or a tweet at podcast@ocpod.com, or you can tweet us at @OC_podcast. Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review if you want to somewhere, or send us hate mail, whatever is your thing. Yeah, it's just a nice, easy way to contact us all the time. So, yeah, we love feedback. It's nice. It's always lovely getting sort of feedback from places. I had a lovely... Darn it, I meant to bring you... Forgive me for just quickly looking this up if I can find it in my flipping thing. Infected Psych, of course. Sorry, so Infected Psych contacted me through the week to ask when am I in the States next? Because he's up in Tennessee. And we talked about going to Tennessee next year. And it kind of was looking like it was completely off the cards a couple of weeks ago. But over the last few weeks, it kind of looks like it might be possible, depending on the zombies. So we might get out to Tennessee. We have to go to Greece for a wedding, to one of the Greek islands. And we're hoping the Queen thing will be born next year again, stuff like that. So we have to just work out the itinerary. But it's looking more likely we'll be back in this into the States, and around Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, that sort of area in Tennessee. But in fact, it's like he said, look, you know, we'd love to, if you're going to be up there, we'd love to hook up, maybe come out to our place. We have a shooting range if you want to do the real American.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
So, yeah. So absolutely, if we're out there, we'll be in touch and we'll invade and we can barbecue and do all the real lovely Tennessee type things. So can't wait for that. So yeah, look, sorry, I digress. I don't know, where did I get there? Anyway, okay, fine. Yeah. So Kim, talk about people, yes, that are in the chat. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We've had a bunch of shatters today. Let's see. There's Hardly Dan, another TT viewer, Aiton, Blitch, Pike, Lecturer Reflux, Lord, Scott Stubby, Commander Root, Hey, It's Blue XD, and Rain God Zippo. So thanks for joining the chat.
Hey, Brian. Yeah. Hey, fella. Wow. Cool. Oh, from Scotland. Mark, would you like to say any shout-outs to anybody before we get out of here?
Everyone in the chat, you two guys for being on the show this week, especially Kim's hair. It's very nice. But my sort of like main serious shout out this week is to, obviously, Gary Lever. I hope you get well soon, Gary. And to all these friends, close friends and his family, my thoughts and I'm not religious, but I do have been praying for him. So, yeah, my thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Especially like Dan, who's known him years and they're very close. So, yeah, if you ever want to talk, Dan, we're all here for you. So, send me a message last night with the same thing.
I could be honest with Dan.
No, he's lovely, he's Dan. So, yeah, Gary, we love you. Get well soon. How about you, Kim?
Same, you know. If you guys need to talk or if anybody needs to talk, you can find me on Twitter. I almost said Twitch and I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right because I'm not on Twitch, so no. Hopefully this week is good for everybody. Hopefully we get some more good news about Gary because, man, that just sucks, dude. Shout out to you guys. It's always fun getting on here, and like my Twitter handle said, I might have to start dressing up for these things, because I keep buying clothes that I'm going to wear out, and then I realize, hey, I don't go out, so actually, Phil's put me up with a challenge for that, so we'll see what happens. So, anyway, have a good week. Hopefully the weather's nice wherever you are, and over to you, Robin.
The weather will not be nice here this week, so yeah, tough you. I look forward very much next week to giving the Victory Achieve winners out. He's still there. I also look forward to very much seeing the calendar of Kim's next week. New calendar unfolding.
New fireman and new Carol week next week.
Pete, bollocks to you and your vodka. I've only had a few days and it's going to be gone. I'd like to shout out Brian Blessed. I bumped into Brian the other day and he was in great form. So we had a good old chat with Brian Blessed. Gary and Dan, two buddies at the other sides of the pond. Gary, get well soon, mate, from all of us here. And again, if you're struggling out there, anybody, we are non-judgmental generally, unless you're Joe Biden. We're here. Contact us by email, by text, by Twitter, direct message, on WhatsApp, whatever, you know, if you want to, you know. Yeah, it's just nice. It's a big community. It's actually, when things like this happen, we realise that it is one big extended family, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's lovely.
Yeah, we're all sort of like, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but we're all one happy sort of like podcast family, aren't we, Robin? Play your clip.
Yeah. you know what, Mark? When we meet up, it's like we're always together. And the things like when we've met quite a few times now, and we'll meet London, wherever it may be. And even when Fraser walked in and Gary there this year and Greg, and I mean, it just clicked straight away. And that's this big family and all the people that come, like Brian down from Scotland and the guys from all over the world and the UK and it's lovely. We're all pretty much like-minded. I think some extreme folk are right on the fringes, but the majority of us are pretty level-headed in the middle of everything and try to be nice to people. And I think that's what's attracting people to this community, you know? Anyway, next week, the other crew will be back. I believe Gary won't be playing golf. He's going to come on the podcast. Phil Olson's definitely going to be on the podcast next week.
He keeps threatening he's going to be on next week, so next week he might be on.
The three of us are all going to have a week off next week. So don't want to hear any crap about Gary the 4th of July weekend or Greg DeLacy the 4th of July. I don't care. You've got a podcast today.
Damn right.
And everybody, be safe, be sensible, have fun, play lots of games, and be nice to each other. Don't be dicks. All right, see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
Surprise, motherfucker.
It wouldn't be our podcast without a little bit of a rant there somewhere. So, from somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah, I have to fucking work tomorrow. I'm fed up having to work. And you know
me
what?
Too. Time, like,
I really enjoy that time.
Well, you've been off for so long, it's hard going back in it.
I haven't really been off, but I enjoy not going to the office. I enjoy not having to speak to people. If they would just fucking leave me alone and don't stop asking me for reports.
Just leave Robin alone.
Potato!
Thanks.
I'm going there.
That's a childhood memory right there, isn't it?
I never had an ice cream truck around here.
Mom, Dad, ice cream on here. Can I have a pound?
You look fantastic, Kim. And yeah. Mark, you're always gorgeous, but Kim.